I think everything is on a grand scheme. Everything is okay, and we are ready to go to the polls on the 17th. But we pray that the weather is kind to us so that voters don't get wet during the polling day.
Is the forecast for rain?
I think there's some forecast for the rain, but we pray that things will go in our way. So we pray that there's no rain on Wednesday.
Logistically and everything like that, everything's all sorted?
All sorted. We thank our donor supporters, especially New Zealand and Australia, for providing support to deploy all election materials back to the polling stations and the provincial centres.
We're just getting a few questions about like what happens next. Like once the polling days closes at 4 p.m., what's the next stages?
So the next stage will be counting. We will be focusing on counting. So hopefully counting will start on the 18th, but mostly it will be verification of ballot papers and ballot boxes from the polling stations. And once verification is done, then counting will automatically start thereafter. The provincial result, we count in wards. So wards have smaller numbers compared to the constituencies. So you need to count all the wards in order to get the constituency number. So when we do verification, we verify by polling stations. For example, in West Honiara, you have three wards, ward 1, 2, and 3. So we will verify all the polling stations in ward 1. Once that is done, we move to ward 2. Counting will start for ward 1. So, and then the process goes on until we complete all three wards, and then counting will start for the constituency, the parliamentary election. So that's why, logically, it will be the provincial elections coming out first than the constituency ones.
Any final message for voters?
Please, voters, be prepared time you come to the polling station, because you have to. It's a long day, so you have to come early so that you stop the line and cast your vote blue.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.